And onward we go. And ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm fine. How are you this morning, Marshall?
Terrible.
What happened now?
Terrible. Okay. We still have no power.
Are you kidding me?
58% of Sharon is without power still.
21%. So you're running on the generator?
Yeah, because right out in front of the station, the pole which we get our power off is split in two, is lying on the ground. The transformer is lying on the green. It's been that way ever since. Sharon has 58% of its people without power. Salisbury, 21%. North Canaan, 12. Norfolk, 12. Kent, 16. Cornwall, 45. Canaan, 22. It's just absolutely amazing. We are 7 days into this right now. And I don't know if you remember the big October snowstorm we had years ago where we got that 40 inches of wet snow.
Of course I do, yeah.
And that's when Connecticut really basically had no power for about 2 or 3 days. We here in the northwest corner went about 10 or 11 days without power. After that happened, all these new rules were put in effect for the power companies. They totally did not follow any of those rules this storm. And it's been just an absolute mess, absolute mess. Hopefully sometime today, mostly everybody will have their power back, but I've got a feeling it's not going to be till sometime tomorrow, which will be almost 9 days. And in today's modern society, Pat, that is a major fail by power companies.
It's unacceptable. And again, I will say what I told you last week, underground, I don't care what it costs, I don't care what loopholes you have to start going under with rights and, you know, easements and all of that. Get it done, because I think most people, if you have to, you know, run conduits under people's property, most people would not care in order not to go through this, because I have friends on the North Shore of Long Island that are still without power. Last night, it was about 8 o'clock, they were sitting outside in the backyard just to try to get a little cooler. But of course, no TV, no radio, nothing. It's horrible. They have to drive around in their car to charge up their phone.
Yeah, we have one area in Salisbury, in Lakeville, Salisbury, that it has underground power. But unfortunately, it's fed by the company
that has overhead lines. Yeah. So if they go down, they have no power underground.
Yeah. So
everybody's got to have underground.
Well, anyway, so we've made it this far, and now for those people that don't have power, it's going to start to get hot.
There's no doubt about it. We have a heat advisory through Tuesday. It'll be in the low 90s, hazy, hot, and humid today and tomorrow. And then tonight only in the low 70s. Wednesday, still very warm, 85 to 90, humid, could be a thunderstorm. Only low 80s Thursday and Friday with showers and thunderstorms. Now, where that front winds up over the weekend will determine who is going to get wet and who is going to be okay. Hard to say. Earlier, the modeling was half and half. Half of them said, nope, it's not going to be far enough. We're going to get wet. The other half said, it's going to be dry. Now the models are trying to say, maybe far enough south, though, so it'll be dry and less humid. Let us see. That is still a week away. We know one thing. The next couple of days will be very sticky, and the last couple of days could be on and off wetness. You know, sometimes one person's misfortune is another person's fortune. In this case, I'm very excited because I heard terrible news that Simon Cowell broke his back in several places while riding an electric bicycle in Malibu. And he's doing okay, you know, he's in the hospital. But, Marshall, I'm available.
That's right.
Here's my chance.
That's right.
I will be more than happy to step in for Simon Cowell until the show is over. So if the producers and directors are listening, here I am.
Now, you know, one final thing about this power and frustration. We have been without power. Our generator ran out of propane late night on Saturday, okay? This is the great thing about living in a small town. Now, we misjudged. During that big storm we had 10 years ago, the generator ran for 12 straight days without any problems. What we forgot was that when we installed the new furnace here, It is a propane fired generator, a furnace. So we used more power, more. Anyway, what I'm saying is that's the reason we ran out of propane. But the Sharon Fire Department came here. There was a smell of propane and also a little electrical smell. And they came out and they checked it out on Saturday night. They sent me a message and contacted me. So now this morning I came in and we have no NPR programming on the air or classical because we have a $10,000 piece of equipment which looks like it has run its last because of all the power's ups and downs and spikes and ins and outs. So we're trying to figure out. I do have classical music that we can play with no problem, but things like All Things Considered, Morning Edition, shows like that, we are not going to be able to do, at least for today, possibly longer. It's been one of those weird, just one of those weird 6 or 7 days, Pat, where, you know, it's you're running around putting out small fires. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's really a shame, you know. Of course, up at the lake, we use propane, but we use very little of it because we don't have to power anything, really. I mean, it takes care of the refrigerator, the gas stove, and the lights in the cabin, which I very rarely use because it gives off heat, you know, because they are mantles. So we do well there, and I didn't have to worry about electric there. But I want to tell you that my niece was up with her family on Saturday. It's the first time that I've seen them since Christmas Eve. So it's really, really nice seeing them and had a nice day. But between Saturday and Sunday, yours truly got all of the painting and the odds and ends done at the cabin. So the cabin is done. I went to Home Depot yesterday morning at 7 when they opened before church. I got all of the wood that I needed to build the flats for the honeymoon set. Got my stuff there, put it in the car, went to church, stopped for breakfast, came home, finished all the painting, or came to the cabin, finished all the painting, brought all the stuff to the studio, dropped it off there, and then got in the car and came home at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
All right, so you had a busy weekend.
Busy weekend, but you know, I'm so relieved that all of the work for the cabin is done.
There you go. Now,
yeah, I mean, it took a while when you think about it.
Well, a little bit of time here, there, you know. That's the way to do it. So now, for people that are listening and that still don't have power, that are listening with their emergency powered radios and stuff like that, the next couple of days are going to be sticky and hot, and so they should try to cool off as the best way they can.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can get them, but there are portable fans. And they do a nice job. You know, they work on regular batteries. I have several up at the cabin. One is a nice size one. I would say maybe the size of a little bigger than an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Has two settings on it. That takes like, I think like 6C batteries. And it really works well. It moves the air around. And you get these little desk fans, these battery desk fans that you can put all over the place as well. And you know, and at least help you to get a nice little breeze. I mean, I know it's not the greatest thing, but I have no idea what's going to happen with these utility companies because they weren't ready for this. They just weren't.
It's just amazing. And, you know, and you speak to the linemen and that are out there working. And they're just as frustrated because they're getting really stupid instructions from these companies. They're finishing up a job and they could go right next door and do another job, and all of a sudden they're pulled off that job and sent someplace else. It's just a total nightmare here. But no one's lost their life for it as of yet. So and everybody's nerves are frayed between COVID-19, between the tornadoes, between this. Everybody's nerves are a little frayed, but we're all working together to get through it. That's all you can say, you know?
And on that note, I thought I'd tell you that midway between the Leeward Islands and the African coast is a new disturbance, which shows better than average promise of becoming a tropical depression. As it moves toward the Leeward Islands, It'll probably arrive at the Leeward Islands by the weekend. And if it does become a tropical storm, it will be given the name Josephine.
And hopefully Josephine will not want to travel to the northeast.
Well, that's too soon to say, but we are watching the tropics, and the National Weather Service has upped their prediction for disturbances in the Atlantic. I think originally it was like 15 or 16. They upped it now to 25.
Man.
Yep.
Oh, what a year 2020 has been.
Yep. Can't wait for it to be over.
You know, I think I don't stay up to, I don't stay up to midnight anymore. But I think this year I am going to stay up on New Year's Eve till midnight just to make
just
sure
to
that
see it go.
That's right, just to make sure that it goes.
I agree with you.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day. Hopefully by the time I speak to you tomorrow, we'll have power.
Oh, yeah, I hope everybody does. And, yeah, just try to keep cool.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.